as he is in this world, so are we. So we, as he is in this world, so are we.
Who me?
As he is in this world, so are we.
So are me?
As he is in this world, so are we.
So are we?
As he is in this world, so are we.
So are we?
As he is in this world, so are we.
Who me?
As he is in this world, so are we.
True indeed,
as he is in this world, so are we.
Get it?
You know his love is sufficient. Ask for a blessing, he send it. To not believe is indignant. Full of grace, can you dig it? He can't be mocked, so don't try it. You think you can and you frying. Satan lies, but don't buy it. To know his love, I'm excited. Release. While falling to my knees, feel like flowing through the breeze, just like Christopher Reeves. Gotta practice what we preach, cause this world could be a beach built on a rock, so storms they won't breach. Say love, y'all know that's what he is. Blesses us with his gifts, cause we are indeed his kids. Peace, he is the son of man. We don't always understand, but need to follow his plan. Pray, it's how we talk to our dad. When we do it, he is glad. Best feeling we can have.
Faith,
we don't have it, we're a mess. Go through trials to get a test, but we pass and get blessed.
Get it.
You are now riding with the Dashboard Pastor, aka DBP. So strap in, get your mind ready, and let's roll.
What's up, what's up, what's going on, everybody? It's me, Anthony, the Dashboard Pastor. Thank you for coming and checking out another one of God's messages here on the DBP. Another snowy one. But we got to keep pressing forward. So anyway, I hope you're warm wherever you are. All is well wherever you are. And let's get it going. So today, here ain't nobody behind me. I ain't gonna be able to pull over, so I'm going to stop right quick. There's nobody behind me. Proverbs 2:12 says, "Wisdom will save you from evil people, those whose words are twisted." Those whose words are twisted. Today. Well, hello there, Miss Connie. Today we're going to talk about twisted words. And one of the things I want to get into, and I'm going to paraphrase, I put a meme up to advertise this, and the meme basically states that be mindful of the words that you say, because people are always trying to twist your words. And today's day and age, that's all the more so the case, because I mean, you can't say anything right now. You can't say anything. You'll say this and people will say, "Oh, well, I thought you meant this," or you'll say this and people say, "Oh, I know what he whatever." So this doesn't insinuate that we don't speak. What we do is we got to seek wisdom in what we do speak. Because as the Bible verse said, those whose words are twisted. So that's coming from two spots. That's coming from the spot of the person speaking whose words get twisted. And it's coming from the mindset of the people who are twisting the words. Let's talk about the people who are twisting the words. You got to understand that that everything that people say about you is not about you. I know that don't make a whole lot of sense, but hear it. Everything that people say about you ain't necessarily about you. People speak about you because they got their own thing they dealing with. And I don't know why. I don't understand it. I don't get it. People are jealous, envious, hateful. So don't be doing better than people, because when you are, that's when your words. So an example is, you try to tell somebody, "Hey, how do I want to word this? Ooh, I need to turn on the defrost, sorry. how do I want to word this? I don't want to make you. So, okay, here we go. I am telling you to be mindful of what you say, because people will always, people are going to, oh, here, let's just use what I said already. I already said people are going to hate on you regardless. And it's not about them. It's not always about you. It's about them. Now, the person who is upset and, you know, and going through some stuff heard me say that, and they got mad. They got mad. They were like, what do you mean it's about me? It ain't about me. I'm talking about them. They did this, that, and the third. When they may have done that or they may not have. Another scenario people tend to do is like when they tell you, hey, you should save your money. People get upset with that. Don't tell me what to do with my money. It's my money. You just saying that because just because you got, just because you did this, just because I, and people get mad. But it doesn't have to be that. It doesn't have to be that. It doesn't have to be where now we're going blows because you don't like what I had to say, or you think that I was saying something other than what I said out of context. Context is a huge thing. Context is a very huge thing. And I believe that most conflicts are started, created, instigated because of context. People argue over the Bible because of context. People argue over politics because of context. People argue over whatever because of context. So in a context, and if you take what I say out of context, then yes, you're going to twist everything that I'm saying to you. If all you hear is, if I say you need to do better, prior to that, I'm sitting there saying, hey man, hey y'all, hey whomever, hey, I see what you're doing. I see that you are trying your hardest. I see that you're going through some stuff. But what I do see is you just need to do a little better. If I say it in that and you hear the whole context, you've heard that, A, I'm not condemning you. I'm actually trying to, you know, give you some positive and constructive feedback. Right? But to the person who takes what I say out of context and twists my words, all they heard is, you got to do better. So then when they go talk to somebody else, they say something along the lines of, oh, this fool always trying to talk down on me, talking about I need to do better. He don't know me. He don't know what I've been through. He don't know what I'm doing. And it's like, but, and then other people hear what I had to say out of context. And now you got other people talking about me because they don't even know the context of which we were speaking. Context is big. Context is huge. We've got to stop with this taking things out of context for the reason I just stated. Because it does nothing but causes more conflict. It causes more turmoil. It doesn't help people or situations. In fact, it makes it worse. So, when we are speaking, so this is from the standpoint of the person who are taking things out of context, twisting words. I'll say this last part, and this might go, I don't know where this goes. Anyway, I'll say this. When we are speaking about context, I'm telling you, brother, I'm telling you it does. It really does. When we're speaking about context, hear this. To the person who is getting the feedback, whether it be constructive feedback or positive feedback, whether it be you perceive it as constructive or positive feedback is a whole other thing. Perception is a huge part of this. How you perceive things plays very much into the context that you hear. So, this is why emails and text messages often create conflict, because there is a perception that is based off of how I heard what, or how I read what you said, and I couldn't hear your cues. I couldn't hear your ups and downs. I couldn't hear, or I couldn't see your body language. And so I took this completely out of context because I perceived you were giving me negative feedback when in fact you were not. So, leads me to my point. The wise ask questions. The wise listens and then asks questions. Let me say that. The wise will sit there and listen and be like, oh, okay, wait. Let me process. Let me hear this right. You know, before I say a word, let me make sure this is what they just said to me, because I know all of us have been in a situation where someone has said something and the first thing you thought is, I know this fool did not just say that about me or to me. I know we've all been there. I know everybody, and you're lying if you say you hadn't. You might not have called him fool. You might have called him worse. Amen. I'm telling you, Devontae. I'm telling you. People, I couldn't have said that better myself. So, yes, you might say fool. You might say worse. You might say whatever. But I know everybody has been in a situation where something is said, and they was like, I know they didn't just. And what happens is the context is blown. We heard what we wanted to hear, how we wanted to hear it, and then we just spat out, which this is connected to. All of these messages are connected to the whole thing about being controlled by our emotions and our feelings. So in this instance, it's time to check one's emotions and make sure that you heard what you heard. Make sure that the intent that you received was that intent, because it is so much better to just stop, process, and ask, what did you mean when you said this? And if they meant something bad, then you can have a conversation. But the fact that you paused, processed, listened, and then spoke gives you time to not say the thing that's on your mind, because when we get upset, the first thing that comes to our mind is the last thing that we should say. And we tend to do that the other way around. We tend to have that be the first thing that we say because we feel vindicated in our emotions. And we've talked countless about emotions, and it just, they don't pay bills. You're right. they don't pay bills. Emotions fluctuate. Just because what someone said today made you mad won't make you mad tomorrow. So we need to check the emotions, process, ask questions, and then speak. And here's the other thing. If you are not able to do that, then just don't speak. That's why the Bible says even a fool seems wise when quiet. Just don't speak. You got anything to say on it? Not right now. Just process it. So to the person who hears someone saying that, I encourage you to give them the space to process that. Don't be all up in their face talking about, nah, I need you to do that now. Because all you're going to do is you're going to get the worst of them. So if you're in a conversation with someone, and somebody, even if your intentions were great, and somebody's just like, hey, I got to process what was just said to me. Let them process it. Let it alone. You don't need them to say something right now. They don't need to tell you something right now. And just let that ride. Let that ride. All right, cool. You need a moment to process, I give you that. You know how to get a hold of me when you want to talk. This is wisdom. Keep in mind, talking about proverbs, twisted words. You too, fam? Yes, I agree. We do need to link up. We need to be able to. It's all right to have silence. It's all right to not say something. It's all right to not have the say that have the last word. These things are all right. And it's not disrespectful because somebody is like, I can't answer that right now. I really can't. I can't speak on that at this moment. That's all right. You know why? Because they're trying not to go off. They're trying not to say something foolish. They're trying to process. So give that moment, give that space, whatever. Then you can have a conversation instead of an argument. So that's from the concept of the ones who are receiving the twisted words. Now, from the ones who are speaking the words, wisdom comes in at this. Just, I've said this already, and I'll say it again. When you get a thought, you don't always have to say what you're thinking. In fact, I'm willing to go on and say that there's a lot of times that you're thinking something that you shouldn't say it at all. And I'm going to go, you know, I'm going to say this is a large number. There's a lot of times when you're thinking something and what you're thinking should not come out your mouth. Because when you do that, people will mix, twist your words. Context will be gone and you will be in an argument. If somebody comes by and says something, back up. If you walk into a situation and you don't like the situation, and the first thing you think is, y'all dumb. Shouldn't say it. Should not say that. Shouldn't say it. Keep your mouth closed. Don't say that. That's not wise. That's drama, actually. That's eliciting drama. If you want to elicit drama, say the first thing that comes to your mind all the time. I promise you, you'll have all the drama you want. So, I say this because it's not just picking on the people who take things out of context. That is very true, and there's a lot of times where people take things out of context. Also, we got to be wise about the words that we speak. We got to be wise about the words that we speak. We can't just say whenever. We cannot just say whatever, whenever, because it's going to create a problem. Not might, it will. It's going to create a problem. So, I encourage those under the sound of my voice to take the same time that I told the person who is getting feedback, take time and process before you say something. If you see somebody that's struggling with something and you want to help them, be wise about the words that you say to them. Don't say like you don't know what you're doing. You're give me that. You a fool. You're not helping the situation. In fact, they've tuned you out. They are done listening to you and they are ready to fight. And check me if I'm wrong. Try it. Try it if you feel like I am telling you something that is wrong and see how the situation goes. I promise you, most of the time, if you don't get in a physical altercation, verbal or physical, if you don't get into an argument with somebody, I promise you, they probably will stop talking to you. And you know why? Because they're trying not to tell you what they're thinking. So, when you are trying to give feedback to people, use wise words. I can tell you that you're doing wrong in a whole bunch of other ways than flat out just looking at you and say, hey, you're doing wrong. Because when I just say, hey, you're doing wrong, people are on the defense. when I say, oh, you know what? I tried doing that, and I struggle with that too. Let me help you with that. Oh, that's a whole different mentality. That's a whole different mindset. And people are now open to hearing what you had to say. People are now open to processing what you just, what, you know, what's going on. And now it's not this wall where they're not like, screw you. Again, last week I said this, and I'm going to say this again. When you say words to people like, you always messing up, it's not wise. When you say words to people like, you can't ever do nothing right, that's not wise. Even if your intentions are in a good place, the words you are using are not wise, and they will be twisted, and the message is not delivered. So, as I spoke, take those words out of your vocabulary when speaking about stuff. It's not cool to tell somebody that they're always wrong, because they're not always wrong. It's not cool to tell somebody that they can't ever do something, because that's not the case, because they can do stuff. It's not cool to tell people they're going to be this way forever, because that's not true, because they hadn't always been that way. There was a time where they weren't that way, and things change. So, wisdom knows how to speak to people in a manner that will uplift and encourage. Foolishness will speak to people in a way of emotion and flesh-like and prideful to these extent, and it will send people into a not encouraged and uplifting. In fact, now, as I stated earlier, now there's no encouragement being gotten here. Now it's only defense and shutdown. And I know some people will hear this and say, "Hey, man, our society or people are soft," and there's some extent I'm with you on that. I agree with that. And Jesus told us to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Loving our neighbor as we love ourselves is learning how to communicate with our neighbor. That doesn't mean you have to walk on eggshells for somebody. That just means you say things differently. That's a completely different thing. Walking on eggshells and saying, no, you're not wrong. You didn't do anything wrong. It's okay. You're never wrong. That's walking on eggshells. But telling somebody, hey, I'm just saying, from what I saw, that didn't look right. I can give you some feedback on how that would look right, but from what I'm seeing, this doesn't seem right. Did you hear the difference in that? That's not walking on eggshells. That's trying to find a way to make sure that I get to you, I get through to you, and I get you to understand that I care and I'm vested in trying to help you make a better decision. That's what that is. What gets in the way of that is pride. Pride will have me saying something like, I know what's best for them. I know what they need to hear. I know how they need to hear it. You don't. Not always. Sometimes we need to stop doing this, close this, and observe. Observe. Know your audience. That's key. Know your audience. Read the room. That's also key. Just because somebody is on one day, somebody can take it when I talk to them this way, don't mean on this day they will also be there. So you got to read the room. You got to know your audience. If I come in and if I'm coming into a situation and I got some feedback from somebody, and I know usually if I just I'm real harsh and direct and that's how they respond, I got to come into the situation. I got to process what's going on and then speak. Because if this person is acting that way for who knows what reason, they're in a different mind space, and I come in talking like that, I'm taking them down and not building them up. And I don't know what they're dealing with. I don't know what they're going through, especially if I walk into something. If somebody just found out something horrible and I come in talking a certain way, all I'm doing is just adding insult to injury. So you got to learn to read the room, read the situation. What's going on? What? This don't seem right. Maybe and here's another piece to that. If you read the room and the room tells you to stop talking and don't say a word, then don't. Hugging somebody oftentimes does way more than any words you can say if somebody is going through something. You don't always have to speak. You don't always have to speak. You don't always have to speak, which is why in Proverbs it talks about wisdom. And that's why it says wisdom will save you from evil people. That doesn't mean that this nefarious evil, the evilness that comes out. Because if I'm wise, I'm not going to say something to you that will invoke the evil in you, meaning your flesh, your emotions. It saves you from evil people. It saves you from the evil that is in people. If I know how to talk to you, I can save myself from the evil that is in you, vice versa. And if I'm coming from a place of wisdom and I'm processing, I'm reading the room, I'm knowing my audience, I'm praying, I'm talking to God. How should I do this? How should I say this? How should I get in on this? What should I do with this? What should I say about this? If I'm doing these three things, then I'm not going to see the evil in them come out. And they're not going to see the evil in me come out. Because if I don't process, if I don't read the room, if I don't speak to God about what I say, they're going to get the evil in me. And I'm going to come in and I'm going to say something that I shouldn't be saying. That's when I come into a situation and be like, man, you need to just suck it up and get over it. There could be a time for that statement. And there's definitely not a time for that statement. Know your audience, read the room. This is wisdom. Otherwise, you get the evil that is in people. And that is why we get in conflicts with each other. Because we don't take the time to do these things. We don't let wisdom guide our mouth. We let our emotions guide our mouth. Your feelings, I am much like mine, have got you in a buttload of trouble. It could just be with your parents, your spouse, your siblings, your cousins, your extended family, friends, work, the law, whatever the case. Operating in one's feelings over wisdom will get you into a place of trouble. And you will see the evil in people. And it will come at you. And you'll have to deal with that. And if you operate in wisdom, even though you might catch some of the evil in people, if you stay in that wisdom, you help deviate that. If I come into a situation and someone is just emotional, and going off and blah, 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 and they're directing things at me, not because they're mad at me, but because they're hurting and I am there. That's one thing you got to take into consideration is what, why is this coming at me? This ain't about me. This person is hurt. I'm operating in wisdom. Just watch how the situation changes. Now I'm not dealing with the evil that is in people because wisdom has helped me push that out, push that away. If only we could do that on a daily basis. All of us. If only. we can listen to what this Bible verse is saying and telling us. To operate in wisdom, because wisdom is God. God is wisdom. Wisdom comes from God. When Solomon is talking about wisdom, this is what he's talking about. He's talking about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gives us this wisdom. If we could operate in that and use that in our interactions, the world would look completely different. However, we don't want to do that. We think we know better. We think we deserve to say whatever we feel like. We think that we are above. We think that just because I feel this way, everybody should feel this way. We think things like that, which all of that is pride. All of it's pride. And because we let pride run who we are, that goes out. And pride is nothing but evil. Pride is nothing but evil. I'm telling you. Pride is why there's hell in the first place. Pride is why we struggle with the things we do, because Satan got into Adam and Eve, hit that pride button, and they were like, oh. And they made a decision based off of pride. Trickle down. We're still dealing with it right now. That's not condemning them, because I can't say that I would have made a better choice. I mean, I could say that now, but I have hindsight. They didn't. My point, if we can learn to operate in that wisdom, wisdom won't let you down. Wisdom will keep you going. Wisdom will help alleviate. Wisdom will help educate. Wisdom will help encourage. Wisdom will help uplift. Wisdom will help guide. All of these things, and if you hear it, all of this is positive, and it's a positive feedback. It's all positive, because that's God's plan. God's plan is for us to grow positive. God gives us positive feedback. God don't sit there and tell me I'm stupid. He doesn't tell me I'm a fool. He doesn't tell me. He tells me that I've done something foolish, which is different than calling me a fool. Context. I'm telling you, context is huge. Think about what we're saying before we say it. Don't let your emotions dictate your words. Don't let your emotions dictate your life. You dictate your emotions. Okay, yes, I'm upset, but you ain't gonna have me acting a fool. You need to chill. Okay, I am sad, but you ain't gonna have me going off and doing anything that I don't need to do. Yes, I'm happy, but you ain't gonna have me getting too happy and doing something stupid because I'm riding high too much. Dictate what your emotions do. You feel them, you control them, you move on. You don't let them control you. If we can get past that little bit right there, that changes the interactions of most people, if not all. Wisdom will guide that. I pray those under the sound of my voice heard what I was saying, listened to what I was saying, processed what I was saying. I pray that there's application from that. I'm not saying that you'll get it right every time. You won't. I don't. You keep pressing forward. You keep trying. You keep trying. Again, knowing your audience. That's not to say that you know, I'm not saying don't mess around with people. Know your audience and know, read the room. If it's in a playful environment and everybody's in that environment, how you speak is going to be different than if this environment people are playful, but this individual is not feeling that. So I need to watch how I talk to this person. Because all I'm going to do, if I'm not reading the situation, reading the room, is invoke the evil that's in this person. It's going to come right at me. So we got to be mindful of stuff like that. Just talk better to each other. Basically, talk from wisdom. Talk from compassion. Treat others as you want to be treated. The world knows what the golden rule is. They don't give it the same meaning that we do. They don't act like it's from the Bible. That was Jesus saying, treat others as you want to be treated. This is what he's saying. This is why wisdom says that you will speak to some people in a certain way using wisdom, and you will fight the evil that is in them. You won't invoke the evil that is in them. You won't twist people's words if you treat people as you want to be treated, because you don't want people twisting your words. You don't want people turning what do you say here into this, because we get mad when people do that to us. So we shouldn't be doing that to others. So ultimately, the golden rule is in Matthew. If you Google it, it'll send you right to them, and you can read it for yourself. Read the golden rule. Treat others as you want them to treat you. Wisdom will guide you to do that. So let's connect what Proverbs is saying about wisdom to what Jesus said about how to interact. They are intermixed. The Holy Spirit lives inside of Jesus. At the time, it was just inside of Jesus. So then what Jesus was saying was wisdom. It was God speaking to us. If we operate in wisdom, we combat the enemy. And James 4:7 says, if you resist the enemy, he will flee. Wisdom is how you resist the enemy. If I operate in wisdom, I'm operating in the spirit, I will resist the enemy and he will flee. I love you. I love you. I love you. Y'all have a great week. Stay warm. Love your family. Love your peeps and next all your folks. Give them a hug. Appreciate them. You never know. I love y'all. Peace.